This is WAIF in Cincinnati, Ohio, and this is
the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show.
And this is a band called Hush.
Hush. Hush. Starts off with drums.
Band was called, is called Hush.
The Hush.
The Hush, and that song is called Truth from the debut album by The Hush called Human. Hush is on the Shanachi record label. Did I say that right, Rob?
I don't even know why you bothered trying.
Well, how do you pronounce that name?
I would say Shanachi.
Shanachi.
Oh, no.
Is it Shanachi or is it Shanachi?
I don't know. We'll ask Sarah from the band The Hush. Sarah, how do you say the name of the record label?
It's Shanachi, but we'll forgive you if you say Shanachi, Shananachi, Shanananananachi. We'll take anything.
Well, what does Shanachi mean?
Shanachi, I don't know. I'll have to ask them. It started out as an Irish label, so it's kind of the...
So how long has The Hush been together?
About, in this incarnation, 2 years. And I had the band before that about 7 years, I guess, 6, 7 years. So we've been around, but we mean that in the nicest of ways.
So now you're branching out. You're coming to the Queen City. Are you excited?
Oh, very excited. I mean, I am thrilled. We're going to be playing at Top Cats Thursday night with a band called Acumen. I think it's been playing around that area quite a while.
Thursday night is in 2 nights from now?
As in 2 nights from now.
And you're going to come all the way from New York City?
Well, actually, yeah, we're playing tomorrow night in Philly, and then we're driving all night long to get there.
That's a nice haul.
Hey, we live for driving.
Where do you play in Philadelphia?
We're playing at Doc Watson's.
Okay, so if anybody in our listening audience is going to Philadelphia tomorrow, stop in at Doc Watson's.
Yeah, we're actually recruiting groupies right now, so if anybody really wants to, like, join up with us, we got 3 guys, 2 girls, so we'll take any sex.
Do you need an application and a blood test?
Absolutely. I mean, application, preferably groupies with lots of money. We want people who will feed us.
So you guys are in the music business for the sex, not the drugs and the fame.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, limos, 5-star hotels, first-class airfare. I've had them all, you know. Nothing beats, you know, the good stuff. What can you say?
What was that movie that Kevin Costner was in with Sean, what's her name, and then in the backseat of that limo? Bodyguard? No. The movie was called No Way Out.
No, they showed it
constantly
it
on...
It was about debauchery in Washington, D.C.
Yeah, it's on cable TV all the time.
Yeah, well, I mean, Kevin Costner...
So this new record is called Human, and your band is called The Hush. In case you've never heard the record before, why don't you tell our audience a little bit about the album Human by The Hush?
Oh, it's an album put together by my songwriting partner and myself, Derek Bronston, and we have... 3 other members of the band, Lauren Stauber on keyboards and vocals. We have Greg Gonzalez on the drums and George Rush, a native of Philadelphia, on the bass guitar. And we put together the record, recorded it last July. And the album's just basically like observations. The songs are put together by whatever happens to come up in my head.
What usually comes up in your head, besides sex?
Do you really want me to answer that question?
Yeah. Sex, limos, hotels. Besides that, like Sammy Hagar. She's like Sammy Hagar.
Sammy Hagar. Hey, he likes red, doesn't he? Well, of course, there's a song named Red on the record, which is why I say that, of course. No, that's about prostitution. Oh, see, there we go, sex again.
This girl's got a one-track mind.
See, you're going to get a bad idea from me. There's a song called Possessed on there. That's about stalkers. It's a very lightweight album, actually.
It sounds like it.
No, there's all kinds of stuff on there. We do a version of Dizzy Gillespie's Night in Tunisia, which is a little bit out.
Now, it says in your press release here, your band bio, that a couple of guys in your band play with Cecil Taylor.
Yes, indeed.
Tell our audience a little bit about Cecil Taylor. And if I'd have known we were going to do this, I would have brought one of my Cecil Taylor records in and played a little bit of Cecil's piano stylings, but why don't you just describe it for us?
Well, I would actually have to turn over the telephone to my songwriting partner, Derek, to have you talk to him, because he's the Cecil Taylor expert. He and Greg played with him.
Well, is he sitting there with you?
He is sitting here right here.
Well, let's say hello to him, and then let's talk to you again some more about sex and stuff.
Okay, hold on for a second. here comes Derek.
Did he know Sammy Hagar's knows the Red Rocker? Is he really?
Yeah.
Hi, is this Derek?
Yep.
And you really play with Cecil Taylor, huh?
I did, yeah.
That must be a trip.
Well, we did. I did play with Cecil Taylor. I'm not playing with him right now. Did like 4 or 5 gigs with him.
Now, like I just said to your partner, Sarah, mm-hmm. If I'd have known we were going to do this, I would have brought a Cecil Taylor record in with me, and I didn't. So if somebody in the listening audience tonight has never heard of Cecil Taylor, this might go a little bit over their heads. Why don't you tell us, what's it like rehearsing with Cecil Taylor?
Labor-intensive.
Labor-intensive. The music sometimes is just... to the ear might sound cacophonous.
It has those moments of cacophony, but I think that has less to do with Cecil's writing than, like, most people's interpretation.
Is it a lot more organized than it appears?
Well, like, the project that I happened to be involved in was, like, a pretty large band, and it was a lot of written music, 90% of written music, but... it was, you know, like, it wasn't exactly mandatory to adhere to the form, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So, like, people didn't, and it was very...
Why don't you describe his style a little bit for the people out there who don't know much about Cecil Taylor?
I mean, it's totally his own style. I mean, he is, like, the, like, grandfather of, like, the avant-garde, basically. I mean, he started that whole, I mean, he didn't start it alone.
Does he sound like he's playing piano with his fists and his elbows?
Yeah, at times, but he can play some really beautiful stuff. He plays really beautifully and melodically a lot of the time.
But he's famous for playing with his elbows.
Yeah, he does that once in a while.
So why do you want to do the pop thing now that you did the jazz thing?
Well, I still do that. In fact, I just ran in here late to rehearsal from a jazz gig. But I want to do it all. I'm not satisfied with one thing. But, I mean, this music, like, you know, it's called, you know, there's something special about a band. It's a culmination kind of like of everyone's playing and like everyone, like we may write this, me and Sarah may have written most of the songs, but basically the band definitely sounds like how it sounds because of how we all like arrange it, and you know, so there's something special about that that you don't, that you can get in the jazz scene or whatever, but you know, I like, plus I like rock, you know, like I grew up listening to Led Zeppelin, you know, like I like the rock.
Are you as horny as your lead singer Sarah?
I don't know.
Let's put her back on again.
All right.
Thanks for talking to us.
Thanks.
Yo. Hello.
Hello, is this Sarah?
Yes, it's Sarah.
Okay, we're going to wrap things up again. Tell us where your gig is and tell us about the song we're going to play next.
All right, well, first of all, important stuff. The gig is at Top Cat, and it's on Vine Street, from what I understand. And if everybody...
You want to say Short Vine. You want to swing on the Short Vine.
Swing on the Short Vine. And everybody better be there or they're all going to go to hell.
And I hope you have a good map of Cincinnati or you'll never find Short Vine.
Luckily we have, I've left a large, asked them to leave a large trail of breadcrumbs for us, so we'll be fine. But the next song we're going to do, that you guys are going to play is called, well, they'll figure it out, but it's a Clash tune, and I love...
We do this Thursday night?
Yes.
Cool.
Yes. Thursday, yes, we will. We definitely will. And it's different. It's a different interpretation. The guys have always been some of my favorite songwriters. And, you know, hey, how can you go wrong with anybody who sings about Casbahs?
Well, thanks a lot, Sarah.
Thank you.
This is The Hush with their version of a Clash song off the record Human.
This is the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show.
Stay on the line.
Gotta let me know. Should I stay or should I go? If you say that you are mine, I'll be here till the end of time. So you gotta let me know. Should I stay or should I go? It's always taste, taste, taste. Love me when I'm on my knees. One day it's fine, the next it's blind. Around the front or on my back. So you gotta let me know. Should I stay or should I go? This indecision's killing me. If you don't haunt me, set me free. Just tell me who am I supposed to be? Don't you know which clothes even fit me? So you gotta let me know. Should I blow? Oh, should I stay or should I go now? Should I stay or should I go now? Now if I go, there will be trouble.
I'm Chris.
And I'm Rob.
And together we are
the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show.
The phone number down here at the radio station is
749-1444.
That's 749-1444, and we're taking your calls. I got a couple announcements to make.
Oh, yeah? What are they?
First of all, we're going to be giving away tickets tonight. Not tickets to see The Hush up at Top Cats on Thursday, but on Friday and Saturday evenings at the Ensemble Theater of Cincinnati down there on Vine Street. It's 1127 Vine Street, across the street from the big Kroger office building.
I thought it was across the street from a parking lot.
It's the parking lot for the Kroger office building.
Oh.
Carnivores in Action. They're a comedy troupe. Oh. They do improvisational comedy.
Oh,
and
yeah?
They're funnier than Saturday Night Live in the old days. They're even funnier than SCTV. They're called Carnivores in Action, and they're doing a program that they have titled Rudolph Roasting Over an Open Fire, a holiday evening of improvisation, music, and sketch comedy. That's 10 o'clock p.m. Friday and Saturday night this weekend. We're going to be giving away tickets, so stay tuned.
We are?
Yep, we're going to be giving away tickets to that, and it's funny. I recommend it.
How do you know it's funny?
I've seen improv.
It's different every time.
Yeah, well, I've seen them before. Well, they could have a bad night. Everybody knows when you do an improv, you can have a bad night.
Not like us, who are totally, completely scripted out.
That's
to,
right.
To ensure the highest quality.
This whole thing is scripted. I want to tell you also next, right now, we're going to talk to.
You got Jason? Hello.
Hey, he's there.
Okay, Jason's there. Okay. We're going to talk to Jason Pfaff. Am I saying
his
last
name
right?
Turn him on. How do you say your name?
Jason
Pfaff.
Pfaff. Pfaff. Okay. We have on the line Jason Pfaff. Now, Jason Pfaff is the president of an organization on the campus of Miami University in Oxford, Ohio, just a few miles up north from Cincinnati.
And if you think of Oxford, you think of Miami University, you think of the Harvard of the Midwest, you think of studying the classics, Greek, Latin.
I don't think of that.
All right, so you think of Dollar Beer Night at the Hole in the Wall. So tell us, Jason, what are you the president of?
I'm the president of the Miami University Masturbation Society.
Wow!
We call ourselves MUMS.
MUMS.
The word.
Now, is this an official accredited extracurricular organization on campus?
Oh, yes. We finally got recognized about a month and a half ago.
How'd you get a Masturbation Society I can't even talk.
Masturbation Society.
How do you get a Masturbation Society recognized officially on campus?
We pretty much read what the criteria were and followed them and didn't violate it, and that's pretty much, there's a very few criteria.
Okay, what are the criteria?
You can't discriminate against anybody, and that's about it, really.
That's right, because everybody can masturbate.
Exactly, there you go, see?
So how often do you meet?
This year we haven't had any meetings. Last year we had weekly meetings.
How often do you masturbate?
How often do I? About every day, really.
But once a day or maybe multiple times each day?
Average about once or twice.
Once or twice a day.
So why do you need a support group or just a group to get together? You'd swap techniques or?
We've done that, yes.
You just talk about rights and stuff?
People have brought in like different toys and stuff to share what they had. But also we talk about, because it's also like just really pissed off everyone up here. Can I say that?
You just did that to make everybody mad?
I saw some of the letters
to the Miami student and I think some people were pretty mad.
Yep. And so there's also that aspect, which is just kind of fun and dealing with that and sort of, because we're legal by every sense, but people have a moral problem with it, and they're trying to get us kicked off campus on those grounds. We're trying to prove a point saying...
Now, Jason, what's so immoral about masturbation?
I don't know. That's what people, some religious aspects, some say it's ruining our reputation and things like that.
Well, you got to admit, it's kind of silly.
Yeah, it is kind of silly, yeah.
I mean, was this like a protest to some of the other organizations that you thought were silly?
It started out as a joke, and then... Some organizations that were pretty silly got approved, so I thought, hey, if they can get approved, I can get approved.
Like who?
There's one, an RA got his corridor approved. Like, it was just kind of dumb. And
a resident advisor got his hallway full of dorm students approved as an organization?
Yeah.
And they received general funding assistance?
They could apply for funding. They haven't done that. Those are separate processes, but they can get a car pass now. They can get all sorts of crazy things like that.
Jason, do you have a girlfriend?
No, I'm single right now.
No wonder. Okay.
He's a big Rocky Horror guy, too, aren't you?
Yeah.
So is this like a dorky thing, like only dorks join the Masturbation Society?
Oh, no. We got a wide range of people who join.
A lot of Star Trek people join this thing?
I'm sure some people aren't into Star Trek.
People who play a lot of Dungeons & Dragons,
everybody's into Star Trek, though, Chris, so don't even pretend.
We've got the geek element. We've also got other elements. So.
Okay, here's the question. Are there any cool people who are members of the Miami University Masturbation Society? Any jocks? Any football players?
Oh, those guys are cool.
Any frat boys?
Oh, those guys are cool.
I think it's subjective as to what's cool and what's not.
And are there any stoners in who are members?
Oh, yes.
Now Chris is ready to sign up for classes.
Of course, that's who I hang out with.
So how many people are members?
Last year we did a count of about 50 or so. This year we haven't done a drive yet, but we could probably get a bunch more.
Do you have like an alma mater song you sing at the end of every meeting?
Not yet. Our motto, though, is if it feels good, do it. And we have some songs we like Michael Jackson's Beat It, and, what is it?
I'm Turning Japanese, Blister in the Sun.
Billy Idol, Dancing With Myself, things like that, you know.
Don't forget the Hand Jive.
Yeah, the Hand Jive, that's a good one, there you go.
And there's also that song Pictures of Lily by The Who.
Sure, yeah.
Okay, all of these songs I did not bring to the station tonight.
So which one did you bring?
I didn't bring any of those songs. Wow. So anyhow, Jason, if you want to join, how do you join up, and is there any hazing?
You give me a call, or when we have a meeting, you go to a meeting, and you say you want to join. And hazing actually is illegal, and since we're being scrutinized pretty closely, we wouldn't be able to do anything like that.
Jason, do you think of girls there on campus, or do you think of celebrities?
What do you mean?
You know what I mean.
It's an act in and of itself, and so I kind of just concentrate on that.
Oh my gosh, you don't even have to. You don't even think of somebody else.
Weird, Rob. This guy's weird.
You just think of your own hand.
Sometimes, you know, I think of different people and stuff. It depends on my mood at the time.
So is this more of a support group where the members stand up and say, "Hi, my name is Felix and I masturbate," or is this more like?
We don't have anyone named Felix in the group.
Well, you know what I'm saying. Or is this more of like a research organization where you guys try to find new and better ways of performing the act
with the wool sock and that kind of stuff?
There you go. It encompasses everything. There is there are some people who are uncomfortable and we talk with them and get them comfortable. Some people have asked me how to get their boyfriends or girlfriends to be more comfortable with masturbation and trading techniques and things like that and have a good time.
We know one of the best things about masturbation is if your mate is trying to force you to have sex and you don't want to have sex, if you know that they know how to masturbate, you can simply tell them, please leave the room, go masturbate, and come back, and we'll have a reasonable discussion.
Or stay in the room, even. That could be fun, too.
Well, I don't know about that.
You guys are weird, right?
Do you end every meetings with a big circle jerk?
No, we haven't.
Can't believe you said that.
we haven't done that yet. I'm not sure if I'd want to do that sort of thing, but if members want to do that, hey, by all means, I'd encourage it.
How many alternative terms do you have for the act?
Oh, there are so many.
Run down as many as you can think of.
I can think of off the head. I had a list somewhere, spanking the monkey, the whole Rosie, the obvious ones, like Rosie Palms.
Okay, everybody knows those. I'm talking about the real funny ones, like burping the worm or waxing the dolphin.
I had a list somewhere. I can't really think of any offhand.
You're the president of this organization.
I know.
You should be good at this stuff.
It's late, I've been working all day.
How long has it been since the last time you masturbated?
This morning, actually.
This morning? So it's been almost 15 hours.
Yeah, it's been a while. I'm, kind of...
Are you going to masturbate right after this phone call?
Oh, probably not, no.
Probably not? You're going to wait till tomorrow morning?
We'll see how the night goes.
So are you kind of like a morning masturbator?
Pretty much whenever I find the time and have the urge.
There you go. If it feels good, do it.
Exactly.
You ever do it any public places?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
See, now you could get in trouble for that. That's against the law.
I could get in trouble for that, but just saying it doesn't incriminate me.
Now, you know that there is a guy up there at the campus of Miami University who waits for a co-ed. That's the old-fashioned term for a female student. He waits for a co-ed to bend over getting into her car. He runs up from behind, grabs her breasts, and then runs away.
Yeah, and I
have you heard about that guy?
Yeah, I heard about
that. Is that you?
That's not me, no. We'll see. The whole thing, masturbation, is you don't need anyone else. It's just yourself. You don't need to go...
Jason, what year are you up there at school?
I'm a senior.
You're a senior. What's your major?
Architecture.
Architecture.
Damn.
And you're going to graduate on time?
Hopefully.
Do you have anything better to do with your spare time than start a masturbation organization?
I probably do.
Why aren't you doing it then?
It just kind of... I like to annoy the administration. That was one thing. Just kind of prove a point and just have some fun. I figure I'm young. I'm in college. I might as well do some goofy things.
Nobody ever graduates from Miami in 8 semesters.
Well, I actually might do that. It's
no, you're going to get closed out of every course next semester. Don't worry about it.
I might.
All right, well, thanks a lot, Jason, and good luck with the Miami University Masturbation Society. Mums the word.
Oh, thanks very much.
If it feels good, do it.
Yeah.
All right.
All right, bye.
Let's do the time warp again.
Oh, yeah.
Later.
Bye.
This is the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. I'm Chris.
And I'm Rob.
The phone number here is 749-1444. I'll take it.
He's right, though, that's what college is all about, is doing goofy stuff.
We're going to give some free tickets away here to the Carnivores in Action down at the Ensemble Theater, so stay tuned. Who we got, Rob?
Okay. What's your name, sir?
This is Bob.
It's Bob from Tennessee. This is the Bob from Tennessee?
Yeah.
This is Bob, the air traffic controller?
Yeah.
Well, I thought I told you last week that Ohio State was going to stomp them.
That's what I thought.
Stomp who?
Tennessee. Ohio State Buckeyes are playing the Tennessee Volunteers in the Citrus Bowl on New Year's Day. And Bob from Tennessee has this mistaken hallucinogenic notion that Tennessee has a snowball's chance in Hades of even being in the game after the first half.
Well, I'll wager you a round of hillbilly golf in Gatlinburg on it.
What in the world is hillbilly golf?
Well, it's putt-putt up a real steep hill.
And that makes it hillbilly golf?
I think so. Or about live bunnies running wild golf, I think it's another one they got there.
Bunnies running wild?
Yeah, about 30 rabbits running around the golf course.
Now, nobody thinks of Tennessee as being a big football state, but I guess you're getting an Oiler, so you're all fired up.
Well, yeah.
When you think of your southern football state, you always think of Alabama. You know, or maybe, you know, not even Georgia, just Alabama and Florida, the only two southern states that really care about football. Texas cares about it at the high school level, but other than that, they don't care. Now you're saying Tennessee is crazy about the Volunteers?
About as much as Kentucky basketball.
Now, who's the football coach down there in Tennessee?
Phil Fulmer.
Yeah, he's an idiot.
Yeah, they sure kept Johnny Majors.
He's an idiot, too.
So, Bobby, are you calling from Knoxville, Tennessee tonight?
Affirmative.
How's the weather down there in Knoxville, Tennessee?
It sucks.
What's wrong with it?
It's rainy.
Can't play the hillbilly golf in the rain.
No.
Get hit by lightning and it's all over.
Yeah, I got this big golf umbrella, but it doesn't really work too well in putt-putt.
What is the best Tennessee term for onanism?
For what?
Onanism.
Self-pleasure. Well, I knew that.
Okay.
Well, I can't say.
You could join TUMS, the Tennessee University. All right. Anything else, Bob?
Well, no.
So you want to bet one round of hillbilly golf at Gatlinburg?
Or a large three-way at Skyline.
Okay. It'll be in the mail.
You mean you Tennessee rednecks like to come up to Cincinnati and eat some of that Skyline?
Yeah, we like to part with the rest of them.
Don't they have Skyline down there?
No.
Could be a money-making opportunity for you, Bob. Open a franchise.
Well, what do they got down in Tennessee that's, you know, local? What are the big restaurants down in Tennessee?
Dubs.
What's Dubs?
Dubs.
It's like a really cheap Denny's.
So they got like Grand Slam breakfast and stuff like that?
Except it's a bunt single.
Yeah, something like that.
The Grand Slam bunt single.
Oh, yeah, but it's a bunt single.
Get it? Grand Slam bunt single.
This redneck humor's rubbing off on us.
Hey, did you get that, man?
Yeah, I got it. It has something to do with like baseball or something like that.
Yeah.
Go Braves.
So are you calling us from the air traffic control booth right now?
Well, I'm in the break room.
You're in the break room?
Yeah.
Is being an air traffic controller really a high-stress job?
Well,
sounds pretty.
You can ask my therapist.
Who's your therapist?
I can't tell you.
Okay.
Well, Bob, you know we have a rule on this show that we don't talk about sports because all the green-haired, tattooed kids who listen to us don't like sports.
Okay.
And you broke that rule.
Well, I never listen to your show anyway, so, like, how would I know that?
And they can't pick it up down there in Tennessee. He's just calling us because he likes us.
Can't get over the hills.
Yeah. But next time I call, I'll talk about music or something like that.
There you go.
All right.
All right, well, thanks for calling, Bob, and go Buckeyes.
Go Balls.
Liar.
Matt.
Got a call there from Knoxville, Tennessee. Boy, we're international tonight, Rob.
New York City, Oxford, Ohio, Knoxville, Tennessee.
We're international tonight. This is almost like being going network or something.
We
this
are
is,
huge.
This is great.
Knoxville, Tennessee, hello!
This is the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. The phone number here is 749-1444, 749-1444. And starting with the next call, we're giving away tickets. I'm gonna recap this one more time. We're giving away tickets to see the Carnivores in action.
Who are they?
This weekend at the Ensemble Theater of Cincinnati. The Carnivores in Action are a comedy troupe. I think it's three or four guys and two or three girls, and they do comedy. Some of it is improvisational, and it's just downright good, clean fun. Sometimes it's a little risque, but it's mostly good, clean fun.
It's nothing like interviewing a guy who starts a masturbation society,
no.
Is it?
So when you call in at 749-1444, Jim, our lovely intern, will be answering the phones. You tell Jim, Jim, I'd like a pair of tickets to see Carnivores in Action this weekend.
What, do we have like 100 pair? How many pair
we have? We have two pairs each for Friday and Saturday night. Two pairs for Friday, two pairs for Saturday.
That's four pair.
Yeah, and you tell Jim which night you'd like to go. The first two people will get to decide. The next two people will get what's left.
This is for this Friday and this Saturday.
This Friday and Saturday.
The Ensemble Theater in Cincinnati, right. Ohio.
Friday, December 8th and 9th, 10 o'clock p.m. at the Ensemble Theater. And hey, even if you don't get free tickets, go on down. It's a cheap show and it's a lot of fun. Hello, Joe. You're on the air with Chris.
And Rob.
Hey, what's happening, Chris?
What's going on, Joe?
Rob, your new time slot, man, it's a great thing.
Yeah, Cincinnati, Ohio, hello.
We're on at midnight now.
Yeah, man, that's wonderful.
So what are you doing tonight, Joe?
Just sitting here talking on the phone. Just came in, tuned the radio on, man, you know.
Just came in from where?
Just chilling. I came in from outside.
What were you doing outside?
Walked down from my neighbor's house.
Well, what were you and your neighbor doing together?
We slammed back a few beers, you know, watched some TV.
You drink a lot of beer, Joe?
Not a lot.
What were you watching on TV?
Beavis and Butthead.
So why'd you call us?
I don't know. It sounded like you needed a quality caller.
What was wrong with the guy from Knoxville, Tennessee? Or the guy from Oxford, Ohio? Or the lady from New York City? We got tons of quality calls. We don't need you, Joe.
Well, I heard the guy from Tennessee and the other guy, the Mums guy.
Yeah, the guy who... That was Jason Pfaff of the Miami University Masturbation Society. So tell me, Joe... Do you masturbate a lot?
Oh, of course.
What, daily, weekly, monthly, what?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Anything else, Joe?
No, you're talking about any other pertinent subjects?
Well, damn it, how many topics do we need to bring up before something hits home?
We got more topics coming, but that's what we're working on so far.
Do you really have to organize the masturbate?
No, that guy's silly.
It should be like a solo venture, you know? I mean, if you can't masturbate by yourself, then maybe... maybe you should see it.
You know, I thought it was great. I thought, it's something that just really tweaks all the stiff upper lips up there in Oxford. And judging from the response I saw in the student newspaper up there, it worked. He got a lot of panties in a ball up there. He made a lot of people pretty upset.
Nice.
And that's what he wanted to do. And I say more power to him. That's what college is all about, is being wacky, grow your hair long, dye it green, because as soon as you graduate, you got to cut it and let the hair grow back your natural color. So go ahead, be nuts while you're in school, because the rest of your life, you're just waiting to die.
What'd you say, beat your nuts?
Later. 749-1444. This is pretty cool.
Hey, this is the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. Bob Dole and Carl Lindner. Bob Dole is in Carl Lindner's left pocket. Did you know that?
Carl Lindner is the owner of what? United Fruit. Is he the one that owns
United Dairy Farmer and Chiquita Brand Fruit.
Chiquita, I'm sorry. I said United General. All I know is that one fruit company pretty much ran Nicaragua. People wonder why we're hated so mad in Central America.
You mean we as in Americans?
Because American fruit companies owned half of Central America up to the 70s. If they elected somebody we didn't like, we'd overthrow them. If there was somebody who's like, I really don't think these fruit companies should be paying these people down here a nickel a day. Let's make a minimum wage, or let's collectivize the fruit farms. Well, next thing you know, the Marines are on the beachhead, and that guy is somehow pushed out of office. So what's up, Carl Lindner up to?
I guess he figures if Dole wins the election...
Dole Bananas. You're talking about the guy who owns Dole Bananas.
Dole Bananas and Carl Lindner for Chiquita Bananas. They're teaming up their two banana empires to make a banana presidency. We're going to have a banana White House. I bet those guys will even paint the White House yellow if Dole gets elected.
So you're saying Dole's going to help Lindner shove his bananas off on the European market?
Yeah, why don't you... Rob, you're our foreign correspondent here at the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. Why don't you explain to us how this banana empire thing works?
Now, you can't really grow bananas in North America. And if you can't grow bananas in North America, you sure as hell can't grow bananas in Europe. But bananas are, according to some people, nature's perfect food next to pizza. So a lot of people like bananas. They're tasty. You can make bread out of them. You can eat them. You can put them in your cereal. You can do whatever you want to with bananas. So Bob Dole has tried recently up there in the Senate to include in the budget bill. This is from a story out of the New York Times that we picked up out of the Inquirer. He wanted to include in the budget bill amendments that would impose sharp trade sanctions on Costa Rica and Colombia unless they pull out of a trade deal involving banana exports with the European Union. And that means that Chiquita is getting squeezed out of Europe, so if they ban that bill, that means Chiquita has a wide open run in Europe. And see, I mean, so you got Americans owning land in South America, selling the product to Europeans, and the people who grow the bananas get zilch of it, and Carl Lindner would get more money.
So let me see if I understand Bob Dole's platform for his candidacy for president so far. He hates Hollywood movies, and he's in support of bananas.
No, he wants Europeans to have more bananas, not just, okay. You know, not Americans, right, so Europeans.
He thinks there should be no more Hollywood movies that are rated R.
No more dirty movies.
And there should be more bananas in Europe.
More bananas in Europe. What else do you need? That's a balanced platform.
That's a hell of a platform. Who's up next, Matt?
We got Matt. What's going on, Matt?
Not much. How you guys doing?
Yeah, we're doing pretty
speak
good.
Speak up a little bit, Matt.
Oh, I'm sorry. Is that better?
That's a little better. How you doing tonight?
Pretty good. I just got off work.
Where'd you work at?
Papa John's in Hyde Park.
Oh, really? That's a nice Papa John's. Good pizza?
I'm sorry?
You know, I like to rag on that butter sauce they give you. Why do they give you that butter sauce with the pizza at Papa John's?
Trying to kill everybody out there.
That's good.
My thought.
Gonna kill you.
Stuff.
You ever put that stuff in the transmission of your car?
Ooh, my car's running pretty badly.
It's a cheap alternative. You think your boss is listening tonight, Matt?
I hope so.
Matt, we would mention your pizza place if you could score some free pie every week.
No problem, really, no problem at all. We're a pretty laid-back, lax place.
So why'd you call tonight, Matt? What's on your mind?
We could swing by and pick it up because we get right there on our way to WAIF.
By the way, congratulations, Matt. I understand that Saturday night you'll be attending Carnivores in Action live at the Ensemble Theater of Cincinnati.
Mm-hmm.
You going to take a date?
I don't know. I might have to give them away.
Give them away?
Give them away?
Well, to a nice loved one.
Okay, there you go.
Yeah.
Okay, so you or your sister is going to go see this show.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to have fun. Remember, it starts at 10 o'clock p.m.
10 o'clock?
Yep.
Vine Street.
So why'd you call us, Matt?
That's not Vine Street, is it?
Yeah, it's Vine Street.
Okay, the downtown.
The Ensemble Theater is at 1127 Vine Street, right past, what is that, Liberty or something? What's
yeah.
That street called?
When it starts getting scary.
Yeah, right up there, right before it gets scary. So, Matt.
Yes.
Why'd you call tonight?
I've been listening to you guys for about a year or so, and thought it was pretty funny. I actually liked your old-time slot better. You guys are on longer.
Wow, there's one call for the old time slot.
Yeah.
Most people say, I like the new time slot.
You get 11 to 1 in the morning or 12 to 3. I don't know if you can change around the time slot.
In case people just tuned in, Chris and Rob used to be on from 2 o'clock a.m. to 5 o'clock a.m., and boy, were we tired at 5 o'clock.
Yeah.
Now we're on from 12 o'clock midnight till 2 o'clock in the morning, and boy, I'll tell you, I got to be honest with you, Matt. I got to be honest with you.
Yes?
I love this time slot.
Oh, I have a spring in my step all the time.
I am home in bed by 2:30 and under the covers and tuning into the old school flavor to fall asleep to. And I'm loving it like that.
Fall asleep easily at that show?
Oh, yeah.
After
yeah.
you go around.
You guys have to get up early in the morning?
Heck, dude, you know, we both live in high rises there in Hyde Park, not far away from your pizza store.
Mm-hmm. Rob is CEO underneath Carl Lindner over there at Chiquita Brand Bananas, and I work for the UDF over in Norwood there.
Oh.
And
I'm ahead of Skins.
Hook me up with some free peppermint stick ice cream. I can get you some pizza.
Okay, yeah, I'm in charge of the peel department.
Ooh.
The peel department of, and what are you in charge of?
I'm the manager over there at that UDF in Norwood. We're going to paint the place yellow tomorrow.
Is that the original UDF?
Mm-hmm, that's the very first UDF ever built.
Yeah.
Anyhow, let's quit giving free advertisement to Carl Lindner. That guy don't really deserve it. He's got enough money as it is. If he slips me a $20 bill, maybe I'll say his name one more time. Thanks for your call, Matt.
Yeah, thanks.
Later. You know, we could get into that free pizza, though. I wouldn't really, but yeah, it wouldn't bother me. But another another good pizza is the No Anchovies.
Say the phone number.
749-1444. It's Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show.
No Anchovies is the best pizza in Cincinnati.
Can't say the best.
Hey, this song goes out to all the masturbators out there.
You can't say best.
It's not necessarily a song about masturbating, but it's a good song to masturbate to.
It's got a good, nice, slow beat.
Yeah.
Builds up at the end.
749-1444, the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show.
Yeah.
came already, Rob. This is the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. The phone number here is 749-1444. That's 749-1444. Rob, you have to clean that up. You're going to have to clean that up.
You said stand by, so I shoved all the popcorn in my mouth, and you put a record on like that. Stand by means like 30 seconds, which doesn't mean two.
Okay, who we got up next?
We got another Matt. Hello, Matt.
You're on the air.
Hello there. It's a different Matt.
Hi, Matt. What's on your mind tonight?
Oh, I'm just here at work, listening to the show, and loving every minute of it.
Where are you working?
Butler County Department of Environmental Services.
Wow. What do you guys do at the Department of Environmental Services in Butler County?
We provide a high-quality level of drinking water for our customers. And haul off their waste.
Where are you at, Lebanon?
Here out in Union Township, Liberty Township, throughout Butler County.
Oh, all right. You're all over the place, huh?
Yeah, up here north, you guys.
You can get us all the way up there, huh?
Oh, yeah, no problem.
How come Butler County has such good drinking water and Cincinnati water tastes like crap?
Cincinnati puts too much chlorine.
Oh, I tell you what, Cincinnati water could be the worst water on the face of the planet, whereas, you know, a dirty, rotten, stinking town like Hamilton has some of the best water on the planet.
Yeah, I've always been a big fan of Hamilton water, although they have started increasing their chlorine, too, and you can really start to smell.
Yeah, it's not as good as it used to be, you know, just like Chester's Pizza. Chester's Pizza used to be the best in the world. You know, old man Chester died, his greedy kids took over.
Well, now they use that fake cheese.
It's not nearly as good as it used to be. But Hamilton water is still, you know, compared to Riverfront State, you can't even eat the ice in Cincinnati. If you go to Cincinnati, you go to a restaurant and you get a popper, you can't even eat the ice, the water's so gross.
Yeah. Something else I want to touch on, you had a caller a couple weeks ago saying something about how if everybody flushed their toilet, it dropped the level in the ocean.
That is, if everybody in the world flushed their toilet at the same time.
Is that a pile of crap or what?
I would have to say that's a pile of crap.
Mm-hmm.
But that's just an opinion, of course.
Well, what evidence do you have to back up your claim that that is a pile of crap?
Well, I would say it's a pile of crap due to the following. Toilets flush with fresh water and the ocean salt water. Furthermore, there are very few desalinization plants in this country because it's a very expensive form of treatment for water. So, if everybody flushed their toilets, it would drain all the tanks and maybe collapse a few water mains, but I don't think it'd have any effect on the ocean whatsoever. Actually, it'd probably make the ocean level rise rather than fall.
I'd say that Butler County Matt is an expert on H2O.
Well, I try.
Are you a water expert?
I'm licensed by the Ohio EPA as a water distribution systems operator.
Really? What do you got to do to get that license?
Go up to Columbus and take a test. They offer the test twice a year.
Really? What are the tests on the What are the questions on the test like?
Things about fire hydrants and water mains and service lines to houses and water meters and some water quality questions and stuff like that.
Hey, you know Dave Wilson?
Name rings a bell.
I think he does something up there in the Butler County.
He's in wastewater.
Oh, okay. You're in the freshwater.
Yeah,
huh?
I don't like to get my hands in that other
stuff.
Yeah,
you don't want to mess with it. You know what they call that stuff after they dry it all out?
Sweater.
Call it cake. Hey, yeah. I want a piece of cake. And that's a big joke when a new guy, hey, I want a piece of cake. Good. They point to an 8-pound turd.
Well, what do you do with that cake once you got it out of the water?
You burn it.
Well, we haul all our stuff down to the rump. Let him take care of it.
Well, congratulations, Matt. I understand that Friday night you're going to go to the Ensemble Theater of Cincinnati at 10 p.m. and see the Carnivores in action.
Oh, yeah.
Are you looking forward to it?
Very much so.
Smoke a ball before you go.
Who are you taking?
I'm afraid I'm going to have to take my wife.
Yeah.
Kind of hard to sneak out of the house.
Whoa. What do you mean you're afraid to take your wife? Didn't you buy her a ring? Didn't you propose to her and tell her till death do you part? You didn't marry her because you didn't love her, did you?
Well, I married her. I did my part. Actually, we got married down in Dillon, South Carolina.
Dillon, South Carolina. No, what's in Dillon, South Carolina?
Well, Dillon, South Carolina's got a place called The Wedding Chapel, and you pull in there on Friday, fill out your paperwork, and Saturday by noon you're married and on your way home for $60.
You didn't knock her up, did you?
Oh, no, not until after we were married.
Okay, so you love her, right?
Yeah, I guess I did.
Well, you're like, I married her, like you did your duty. That's all you need to do.
Take her out and pamper her. I mean, before or after the show, take her out for dinner. Buy her some cocktails. Put on the best clothes you own.
Yeah, I'll make a real nice evening out of it.
Yeah, thanks, make a date
to
of
Chris
it.
Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show.
Yeah. Does she tune into the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show?
Nah, she's in bed.
She should. Should we wake her up and tell her that you love her?
Well, you can if you want.
Okay, here's what we're going to do. We're going to take you off the air. We're going to let you give Jim your... her phone number, and then we're going to call her and tell her that you love her.
All right, sounds great.
Okay, thank you. Okay, take care of that, Jim. In the meantime, we'll play a little music here.
Wow, we're working without Annette again tonight.
But that's okay. We always work without Annette. This is Seat of Your Pants Radio.
White Knuckle Radio.
This is the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. The phone number here is 749. Now dial it up. 749-1444. What's her name, anyway? We never found out her name.
Oh, gee, my name. Jim! You guys.
Call
well,
her up
who
anyway.
Cares? She'll
call
answer.
Anyway.
You know. This is Mrs. Matt. Is this Matt's wife? Yeah, why is he in trouble? Oh, my God.
Yeah, let's pretend like we're the police.
No, we did that once. That was not even cool.
Yeah, that'd be funny.
That was almost as uncool as encouraging their use of illegal substances.
Hello, this is the Butler County Police. We have your husband, Matt, down here at the
Sheriff Harold Don Gabbard.
You do it. You be the cop.
This is
Sheriff Richard Holzberger.
Oops.
That's
right.
No, we don't want to say her last name on the radio.
Yeah.
The suspect does not seem to be responding.
Hello?
Hi, are you Matt's wife?
Yes.
I got an urgent message for you from Matt via the Chris Rowley and I Talk Show. Are you ready for this message? Are you sitting down?
Yes, what?
Are you ready?
Yes.
Matt loves you very much. He adores you. In fact, he loves you so much, he's taking you out on a date on Friday night. So get your best dress ironed, get your best shoes polished, and paint them toenails, because you're hitting the town. Maybe a little rouge on them cheeks.
Okay.
Because Matt loves you, honey, and he doesn't know what he'd do without you.
Well, thank you.
You are the light of his life, the gleam in his eye. After a hard day of working there at the water treatment plant, he can't wait to come home to your loving arms.
Okay.
And here's what he's going to do on Friday night. First, he's going to take you out to dinner, maybe Pigalle's, the La Normandie, someplace like that. Someplace really swanky where they have guys that tell you where
I
to sit.
I doubt it. Not since Dixie Hamburger reopened.
No. He's going to take her downtown, trust me.
Dixie Hamburger reopened.
He's going to buy you any kind of mixed drink that you want, no matter how much it costs. Maybe even a bottle of champagne.
Coke or Diet Coke. There's your choice.
What do you think of that?
Sounds good.
Dom Perignon for you, honey, because you're special. You're the... And then he's going to take you to the Ensemble Theater to see the Carnivores in action.
The funniest comedy troupe in Cincinnati.
And then after that, he's going to take you straight up to Inspiration Point, and that's where we're going to stop and let Matt take over.
You're going to go to the low-level dam there in Hamilton and watch the submarine races.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay, well, look forward to Friday.
Okay.
And, you know, when you're watching the submarine races, think of Chris and Rob.
I will.
Okay.
No, think of Matt, your husband. Don't think of us.
Well, you can think of all three of us.
Okay.
You got a big brain.
Yeah.
All right, thanks a lot, Mrs. Matt.
Okay.
Hey, what's your name anyway?
Adrian Brown.
Okay, Adrian, thanks a lot.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Go to sleep now.
Okay, hey, Rob, do you believe in the Loch Ness Monster?
Do I believe in the Loch Ness Monster?
Oh, I know some guys who believe
it's
in the Loch Ness Monster.
It's a Dilophosaurus.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
749-1444.
Is this a song cue?
For those who do not believe, a visitor from the planet Zeron is a lurking beneath our seas. There's a Loch Ness Monster swimming in sea. Loch Ness Monster swimming in sea. Loch Ness Monster swimming in the sea. Do you know how I know there's a Loch Ness Monster swimming in the sea?
No, Rupert. How do you know?
He's invited me to tea. There's a Loch Ness Monster swimming in the sea. Loch Ness Monster swimming in the sea. Loch Ness Monster swimming in the sea. Do you all know how I happen to know there's a Loch Ness Monster swimming in the sea?
No, how do you know that?
He's a nibbling on my knee. There's a Loch Ness Monster swimming in the sea. Loch Ness Monster swimming in the sea. Loch Ness Monster swimming in the sea.
Hey, Rupert, do you know how I know there's a Loch Ness Monster swimming in the sea?
Oh, Clem, tell us, how do you know?
A little troll told me.
There's a Loch Ness Monster swimming in the sea. Loch Ness Monster swimming in the sea. Loch Ness Monster swimming in the sea.
Do you really, really know how I know there's a Loch Ness Monster swimming in the sea?
Oh, please, Clem, please, oh, please, tell us, how do you know?
Because, dear friends, I got a monster PhD.
There's a Loch Ness Monster swimming in the Thank you, thank you.
That was Shoot the Gift featuring the Wholesome Young Men's Choir and Matt Siegfried of Permanent Productions Tattoo. Next we have Elvis. Hello, Elvis. Hello.
Yes, I'm calling. What makes you think you can play my boys on the radio before I have released this album? I paid good money for these boys, and now you are having it there before I even release it. I want to know where you have gotten these.
Wow, that was ugly. That's just one of those things, man. We got the rights early. Michael Jackson sold
it to told them. I gave them their name. I gave them the start. I gave them the money to record that stock, and now you take it. You put it on the radio and release it. That's not even the...
Okay, Trigger Finger Rob does it again.
749-1444 is the phone number here at the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show.
Why'd you hang up on that guy, Rob? He was just an old guy goofing around.
I don't think he was old.
He was just good, clean fun.
I think it was ageism.
You think it was ageism?
Mm-hmm.
What is ageism?
That's
is
when you like discriminate against people for being old.
That's not nice.
Like, you know, racism or sexism.
That's right.
Or...
We shouldn't make fun of people based on their skin color. We shouldn't make fun of people based on their sex. And we shouldn't make fun of people based on their age.
Are you in a local band? Do you have recorded material that's screaming for airplay? Then Kindred Sanction wants you on the air. Mail two copies of your best stuff. You know, you used to say that like that. Stuff. You know, you used to say that? Chuck Barris on the Gong Show.
Oh, yeah.
Two copies of your best stuff and listen for your work. Thursdays, 8 to 10 p.m. Except this Thursday, you'll probably be down there watching The Hush right after the show. And when presented by alternating hosts Cynthia, Jerry, Taylor, and other guest hosts. Here's the mailing address. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
P.O. Box 6126. Hey, that's our address too, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Cincinnati, Ohio 45206. Hey, that's our address too.
Uh-huh.
6126, but this is where it's different. If you want to mail us something, make it out Attention Chris and Rob. If you want to mail Kindred Sanction something, like a local music, then make it out Attention Kindred Sanction. See how that works?
That address, once again, is Post Office Box 6126, Cincinnati 45206. And while we're talking about discrimination, the state of Minnesota has banned the sale of Crazy Horse malt liquor because of protests from American Indians group.
Well, here's the deal, dude.
Also, the estate of the revered 19th century Sioux leader whose name was Crazy Horse.
Okay, now, let's say there was Ulysses S. Grant malt liquor. And Ulysses S.
But
Grant
not.
Still had people alive. His family, wouldn't he have to pay the estate something? I would think so. You can't just appropriate somebody's likeness.
But there is no such thing as Ulysses S. Grant malt liquor, so I think that's a silly example.
No, it's not a silly example, you incredible moron. The reason
you're the buffoon. You're a mama.
The reason why there isn't is because you can't just appropriate someone's image if they have living relatives. Crazy Horse has descendants alive. You can't just use somebody's picture to sell your stuff without getting the permission from the descendants. It just works that way. That's the way I feel about it anyway.
The phone number is 749-1444. If you have an opinion on this or any other topics covered tonight on the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show, call us up at 749-1444. Also, we have two sets of tickets left, one for Friday and one pair for Saturday to see Carnivores in Action Friday and Saturday night at the Ensemble Theater of Cincinnati. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Once upon a time, a queen and king decided to find out what they could give their children that would be the greatest gift any parents ever gave their children.
We could give them anything we want to, said the king, so let's give them the best.
So they summoned experts in child development who said, of all the gifts parents can give, the one that provides the most pleasure and lasting benefit to children is read to them. But, said the queen, but that's something any parent could give.
And I don't know if I can be any good at it.
Oh, everyone can, said the queen. We'll start with shorter stories. We'll read slowly, pointing to the words as we read them. If they get impatient, we'll choose a different book. We'll change voices for different characters. We'll ask questions about what we read, like, what have you learned from this story? I'm Estelle Parsons, and this is a public service message from Love Reading, a program of Women's American Art.
Number one. It's Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. 749-1444 is your phone number.
We'd love to hear from you, too.
You know what it's going to be like today, Chris?
Oh, is it time for Chris and Rob weather?
37 degrees for a high. 20 degrees for a low. Mostly sunny. Thursday, 32 for a high, 19 for a low.
It's going to start getting chilly
out. Mostly sunny. Then it'll get a little bit warmer. Friday, 44 for a high, 23 for a low. Partly cloudy. Saturday, could be ugly. 47 for a high, 30 for a low, but cloudy with a big chance of showers.
What temperature is it out there right now?
Currently, it is a frosty 22 degrees.
You don't know what. You don't know
it's
that.
It's 22 degrees. It's 20. Answer the phone, Jim. You're playing a lot of hits tonight for background music.
What? Strauss? Strauss is a hit?
Yeah, he's a hit.
Da-da, da-da, da-da.
This is like in all the Nickelodeons back in, you know, Vienna.
Da-da, da-da, da-da.
Most of us take reading for granted, but for over 100,000 greater Cincinnatians, it is a problem. For over 25 years, YWCA Learn's mission has been to let every adult read now. Teaching experience is not necessary. As a volunteer tutor, you'll learn everything you need during a 12-hour workshop. Registrations are now being accepted for workshops. Call the YWCA Learn at 241-7090 and help someone learn to read. I think we've caught up for the hour, for the first hour of the Chris Rambley Night Talk Show. Hi, Margaret.
Well, yes, I'm calling concerning the Crazy Horse subject, and I just wanted to express the point that Crazy Horse spoke avidly against liquor.
Yeah.
And I think that's what the uprising is truly about.
Well, Crazy Horse was told all his people, all his Indian people, that alcohol would bring his race down and would bring the Indians down, and he was right.
Yeah.
Yes, it surely did. I think that it played a great part of their demise. That's
yeah.
All, thanks.
All right. Yeah, he was, from what I understand, he was one of the earliest Indian leaders to notice the evilness of fire water.
The evilness?
I don't even know if they actually call it a fire.
No, it's not an evilness.
Evilness. Yes, it is. It's full of evilfulness. I don't even know if they actually called it fire water. Is that just what, like, you know, the Indians in the John Wayne movies always called it? Or F Troop. Here's the funniest thing, you know, they go,
now we're going to find out what
the guy asks him how to get somewhere, and the Indian says, and F Troop says, you go to Big Rock, look like bear, turn left. Then you go to Big Bear, look like rock, turn left again. I thought that was funny. Who you calling? The time and temperature?
We're calling the newsman. We're calling the newsman.
Oh, my gosh.
I just want to find out what the temperature is. Hello, is this the newsroom?
Yes, it is.
Hi, this is Chris from the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show.
Hi, Chris.
What's the current temperature?
It's 33.
33? Well, could you use an adjective to describe that, such as it's a nipple-hardening 33 degrees, or what would you news guys say?
You took it out of my mouth.
What would you news guys say? Like, what are you going to say when you do the news here at 1 o'clock?
Right now, it's 33 degrees.
In the Queen City?
Maybe.
Okay, well, thanks.
Bye-bye.
Sometimes you gotta get to the bottom of these things by calling the news department.
That guy's hiring a kite if he thinks it's 33. It hasn't been 33 for 2 days.
He said it's
33. I'm here to tell you, WAIF Cincinnati.
He's got a computer that tells him it's 33 degrees. We don't have that here.
You got my corns. What else do you need?
Corns?
The corns of my feet tell me it's 30.
Oh.
When they start turning purple, it gets down into the 20s. Let me tell you, these things look like the Minnesota Viking helmets. I love those big endings, those big rock finishes like that.
Do you like that?
So yeah. Strauss invented the big rock finish, huh?
I'd say that Strauss was the original rocker.
Then he smashed his violin.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Who we got? Later. Who are we going to talk to? Who is that?
What's
going on there, Jim? Who's that? What's Margaret want?
Why did Margaret call again?
What did Margaret want besides to tie up the phone line? We don't have anything else to talk about, so let's just heap abuse on Jim.
In case you have never tuned in before and you're not familiar with the personalities behind the scenes of the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show, we have to thank Jim. Jim comes down here faithfully week after week to answer the phones for us. When you call 749-1444, the first voice you will hear will be Jim. And the first thing you should say is, "Hi, Jim. Thanks for all your diligent hard work, year after doggone year, answering the phones in the middle of the night for the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show."
Okay, let's talk to Joe. What's going on, Joe? Is it the same Joe that started the show or a different Joe?
I didn't start the show.
Well, what's on your mind, Joe? You've been on once already tonight.
Yeah, well, I just got an update on the weather off of from the National Weather Service.
Yeah, what's that update?
Yeah, it was 29 degrees.
I was closer. Thanks, Joe.
It's going to be clear and cold tonight with a low of 20 degrees.
I was all over that one.
With west winds 15 to 20 miles an hour diminishing to 10 miles an hour by dawn.
Now, you're sure they're going to diminish to 10 and they're not going to stay at 15?
Allegedly. This is according to the National Weather Service.
All right, now.
Yeah, tomorrow, there'll be a high in the upper 30s.
Woo. Okay, thanks a lot, Joe.
With westward winds 15 to 20 miles per hour.
Man, Joe, you...